Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird. Bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner when the bird, bird, bird. Bird is a winner when the bird, bird, bird. When the bird is a winner when the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner when the bird, bird, bird. When the bird is a winner when the bird, bird. The bird's a winner when the bird, bird, bird. The bird's a winner when the bird, bird, bird. When the bird is a winner when the bird, bird. The bird's a winner when the don't you know. That's the bird when everybody knows.
Let's go to part of John Bowne's really important report. We won't have time to air the whole thing, but it's at band.video in the John Bowne section. Just click the left-hand corner up there, and you'll be able to pull it down and find that right there for yourself. Stealth sterilization is upon us, and this will tie into the master plan. I'm going to break down at the bottom of the hour. Here it is.
Not understand that this is a stain on our country, a stain on every one of us in this house. Why are the liberals tolerating forced sterilization of indigenous women?
What can you say about a portion of the world led by people that despise children, or at the very least have no experience with them? Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Oedipus complex riddled French President Emmanuel Macron are just a few of the childless world leaders egging on the United Nations program of sterilization.
Well, you have to remember my grandmother was coerced into signing an X for me to become sterilized, but she didn't understand what sterilization or tubercle ligation was. All she knew, I believe, is that her food supplements were being threatened to being taken away from her if she did not consent.
It is a moment 20 years in the making. Dozens of indigenous Peruvian women arrived to give testimony to national prosecutors, the beginnings of a possible new criminal case on their behalf. In the 1990s, during the regime of strongman President Alberto Fujimori, they were sterilized without their consent by doctors working for the Peruvian Health Service.
Sterilization has been among us long before most of us were even born. In 1936, the Nazis defended their forced sterilization program by propagandizing the United States as an ally in the eugenics movement. But the atrocities of World War II would rapidly alter the United States' collective attitude toward eugenics. In 1970, the Tricky Dick Nixon administration overwhelmingly increased Medicaid-funded sterilization of low-income Americans. These sterilizations were voluntary as a matter of policy, but anecdotal evidence later revealed that they were often involuntary as a matter of practice. Patients were given misleading information regarding the procedures they would endure. And as sterilization became the norm, in 1979, according to a survey conducted by Family Planning Perspectives, 70% of American hospitals failed to adequately follow U.S. Department of Health and Human Services guidelines regarding informed consent in cases of sterilization. It wasn't until 1981 that Oregon performed the last legal forced sterilization in U.S. history, and we would all be fools to think it ended there. The globalists increased their efforts worldwide. As the New American writes, the United Nations Population Fund is under heavy fire after an investigation by the Population Research Institute that showed yet again that the UN is working with the communist dictatorship ruling mainland China to enforce its barbaric one-child policy, complete with forced abortions, involuntary sterilization, kidnapping of illegal children, and other brutal tactics. The evidence of UN complicity in the atrocious human rights violations is undeniable, according to PRI President Stephen Mosher.
By the mid-1980s, according to Chinese government statistics, birth control surgeries, abortions, sterilizations, and IUD insertions were averaging more than 30 million a year. Many, if not most, of these procedures were performed on women who submitted only under duress. We now see child labor on the rise in China. Why do we see child labor on the rise in China? Because there are labor shortages now in Guangdong province, where the policy, the one-child policy, began to be enforced in the early 80s. And besides bringing in workers from other provinces under abysmal conditions, they are now bringing in children into the workforce.
Okay, folks, so that's stealth sterilization is upon us. And the full report is at band.video. Now, these are real children, real women. These are hundreds of thousands of people going through all this. Now, you're not going to hear a word out of Black Lives Matter. In fact, next hour, when we have a real black man standing up for black people, Reverend Childress, on, we're going to play black folks going out to chop in other areas, confronting. Let's go to Juan in Connecticut. You're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, hello, can you hear me?
I sure can, sir. Thank you.
Hey, Alex, before I start, man, I wanted to talk to you, bro, and it's a pleasure to be talking right now here, man.
Sir, it's an honor to talk to you, brother.
I'm calling from New Brand, Connecticut, and I just want to plug in. I'm a truck driver, and Tuba Force have changed the way I drive. Me and my brothers that drive, there's a couple of us. We all Hispanics, Cubans, Puerto Ricans. We used to be on Monster and Red Bull and all that, and I have lost weight because I stopped drinking all that sugar, and I just want to thank you for that, man.
Well, brother, we put more in this than any other long-term, high-quality energy powder there is. So this was designed by one of the top guys in the country. He didn't want his name on it because, obviously, the political issues, but we had to pay a lot of money for this formulation just for the design of it. And we believe it is the best, strongest, but healthiest energy out there. And you're saying that it's made your life better, so that means a lot to me. Thank you. To all your truck drivers, we love you.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
All right, the full video, if you want to share it, from the early 1960s of G. Edward Griffin giving a lecture on documents obtained by the Senate and House Intelligence and Armed Service Committees on actual KGB plans. G. Edward Griffin warns about the communist takeover. We are in the end stages. Now, there's speeches he gave as early as 63 on this. This one's from 69. Warns the very national upheaval we are experiencing now due to communist subversion. But let's be clear. The international globalists had taken over through the Bolsheviks. They were running Russia. Russia's kicked all this out now. But the globalists through Russia were running this exact program back then. And now you can see it coming to fruition with CNN running a headline today that Gen Z wants violent revolution now. That's all coming up. But first, here is what G. Edward Griffin had to say 50, 60 years ago, and then an interview we did with him a few years ago, and an interview a decade ago with the late, great G. Edward Griffin, of course, is going to be on the show coming up later this week, but the late, great Aaron Russo. Here it is.
As early as 1928, the communists declared that the racial differences among our people constituted the weakest and most vulnerable point in our social fabric. By constantly probing and straining at this one spot, they calculated that eventually the cloth could be torn apart and that Americans could be divided, weakened, and perhaps even set against each other in open combat. We mustn't kid ourselves into thinking that the communists have placed their agitators only into the black communities. They're working both sides of the street. They want hatred, violence, and bloodshed between the races, and they don't care how they get it or whom they use, even children if necessary. That the communist blueprint calls also for white retaliation and violence in the black communities. It's a very important objective for the Communist Party. So far, they've only been able to involve a small percentage of our Negro people in this war of national liberation. The great majority want no part of it in any form. But the one sure way to change that is to have white vigilante groups striking into the Negro sections, supposedly to seek revenge. Ladies and gentlemen, the plans and preparations for a communist revolution of force and violence are far advanced. The organization behind these preparations has almost unlimited financial resources, and it provides both training and leadership based upon years of experience in many other countries. Our enemies are deadly serious about their task, and it's nothing short of national suicide for us to continue to ignore their plans and their progress. The strategy of the proletarian revolution calls for the quiet conversion of our government into a communist regime, but under the banner of socialism. Well, what is socialism? All right, let's define it. According to the dictionary, socialism is a political concept based upon the principle of government ownership and control of property, the means of production, and the avenues of commerce. Under socialism, those who run the government, and the communists are confident that in America they eventually will be the ones who do so, those who run the government will know who is to get something and who has to wait. And that represents control over human beings. What has all this to do with the communist revolution in America? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has everything to do with it, because the building of socialism is the communist revolution in America. It represents the process whereby our country can be moved gradually toward communism without the people even being aware of it. No matter what grievance we may have, real or imagined, no matter what national problems we may face, the communists seize upon these as excuses to build socialism. They have one and only one solution for all problems: more government, and then more and more until it's total government. And forgive me for saying it one more time, total government is communism. In 1943, the following directive was issued from party headquarters to all communists in the United States. It read, "When certain obstructionists become too irritating, label them, after suitable buildups, as fascist or Nazi or anti-Semitic, and use the prestige of anti-fascist and tolerance organizations to discredit them. In the public mind, constantly associate those who oppose us with those names which already have a bad smell. The association will, after enough repetition, become fact in the public mind." But because they are lying, it's possible to expose them. And this is their Achilles heel. Now, by comparison, we have nothing to hide, therefore we have no reason to lie. And we wouldn't want to, even if we could. Truth is a far superior weapon than deceit. It's a weapon which is denied to them. And in the end, it will be the decisive weapon that destroys them completely.
We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
People like Hillary Clinton know, even at that elevated position, Hillary Clinton, you'd say, was one of the big movers and shakers. Compared to the Council on Foreign Relations, she's not. She's a small fish. And she knows that she's got to get the approval of the CFR.
I had a friend, Nick Rockefeller, okay, who's one of the Rockefeller family. The ultimate goal that these people have in mind is to create a one-world government. And this is giving me straight from Rockefeller himself. This is what they want to accomplish.
Not just any world government, but a world government based on the model of collectivism. In other words, big, powerful, centralized world government. If it were a world government based on the principles of freedom and freedom of choice, freedom of culture, low intervention, if no intervention in the lives of normal human beings, it might be a wonderful thing, but that's not the kind of world government the left and the right have in mind. They're talking about total world government, with all major decisions being made at the top and people at the bottom being peasants, basically, in a high-tech feudalism.
Did you hear what G. Edward Griffin said back in 1969? That they're trying to fund right-wing groups to actually go out and attack black people in response to getting black people to go out and attack white people to get us all killing each other. Well, if you go to the documents that we've had for 2 years that would sink the entire ship of Soros and Alexander Soros' son, it says in the 30-something page action plan that's officially theirs, we're trying to get black people to riot and cause a race war. Here's how we do it. The media primes everybody. Antifa goes out and starts burning stuff. The media calls them heroes. And then we see Antifa in Austin and other areas paying black males, young black men, hundreds of dollars to go burn or break something to try to get other blacks to do it. You talk about racist. You talk about manipulating somebody. So finally, 40, 50 years later, I guess this is 60 years later, almost, all these years later, the communists are finally getting what they want. and they're triggering NASCAR to ban the rebel flag and to trigger all these folks that are now going to fly the rebel flag because they know that it's now becoming a symbol of free speech. And now they're tearing down statues of Teddy Roosevelt. You know, Trump said back at Charlottesville, he said next they're going to want George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and the different shows made fun of him. I said he's dead on. They want you to hate your heritage because it was England and the United States that led the way to end slavery in most of the world. It still goes on in Africa and the Middle East. And the idea that we're the racist bad country when we're the most open countries in the world is incredible. They are trying to find a weakness and exploit it. When we come back, I'm going to show you some of the flaming racists that academia are funding, calling for killing white people. And then we'll play that clip of Trump rightfully saying, next they'll want the Jefferson and Washington memorials, and now they don't just want them, some have been toppled. We'll be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning growing population guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Everything the globalist social engineers are doing is a form of psychological warfare. Plain and simple. Teaching you to hate your past, teaching you to get on your knees or on your belly and announce that you're a bad person because you're white. Muhammad Ali's son has come out and said that Black Lives Matter are wicked devils, and his father would hate them for saying that one group's more important or better than another. I mean, if you believe in what Martin Luther King was talking about and just that common sense, the whole West has been built on that and trying to move towards that, and now the left has taken it over and is teaching the opposite, but claiming they represent Western liberal open societies when they don't. They represent the Jacobin left-hand path that is there to destroy and overthrow free societies because they can't compete with it. That's why there's all of these different professors coming out and saying, we need to have no whites on campus this weekend, or this area of the campus is not for whites. Think about accepting that in the name of, oh, learn what it's like for what happened to somebody else. So does that mean that if a white man ever murdered somebody, I need to be murdered? Or what if it's 10-to-1 black-on-white crime? Does that mean random black people need to be killed because some black people do bad things? And the media tells them, go out and do it? Go out and assault white people because they deserve it. And then NPR, when you assault a white person, will say they assaulted you. And they won't even get in trouble when they get caught because they're going for broke, ladies and gentlemen. When people come with guns to carjack a vehicle and scare the person with a gun pointed at them on record, and the person drives off scared, NPR cuts the video and says that they're white supremacists. Also, people like this individual, quote, some white people may have to die for black communities to be made whole, says this UGA professor teaching assistant, Irami O.C. Fong Pong of the University of Georgia. By the way, the Georgia legislature has already passed part of a resolution to abolish the police. They're not going to abolish them. They're going to take them over. And then you will have a police state. You'll have SJWs in uniform. Here, let's go ahead and play a local news report on this. Here it is.
Some UGA alumni are saying they are thinking about withholding donations after a university employee made some racially charged comments. Channel 2's Tony Thomas is live in Athens. That's where the teacher's assistant is standing by his words, Tony, even as his bosses consider legal options.
Yeah, Jovita, when this all started, the university administrator's first statements were basically that this was a teacher's assistant making personal comments not directly related to UGA. Now, though, as these comments have gone viral, well, reactions are changing.
We have to wonder what else is in the water.
Have you heard about this teacher's assistant?
The online comments and videos of UGA teacher's assistant Irami Osei Frampong are spreading rapidly.
There's got to be a reason why he's saying that. You know, he's not just being that crazy.
Osei Frampong, who calls himself the funky academic online, recently commented on Facebook, some white people may have to die for black communities to be made whole, and fighting white people is a skill.
I didn't advocate for violence. I was just honest about the history of racial progress.
I asked Jose Frampong about his comments and university administrators who say they are, quote, vigorously exploring all legal options about his words.
If they fire me, I don't think it goes very well for them.
But the pressure appears to be mounting. This is a confrontation last September between Jose Frampong and then UGA student Andrew Lawrence.
You said that every suburban community in Georgia raises white supremacists. How can you possibly say that?
Lawrence now lives in D.C. and recently posted the video as he called for alumni to stop donating to the university until action is taken.
I feel like the things that he's saying are inciting violence. They invite the idea into people's minds.
Some white people may have to die.
You stick with that?
Yeah. I'm confused on why that's so controversial.
Now, in its latest statement, UGA administrators wrote, "We are seeking guidance from the Office of the Attorney General as to what actions we can legally consider in accordance with the First Amendment." Live in Athens, Tony Thomas, Channel 2 Action News.
And, of course, this guy wouldn't survive 10 minutes in Somalia or Rwanda. And, by the way, he doesn't care that the Clintons funded the murder of over a million Somali Christians so their land could be taken. And it came out the UN ran that. They didn't just stand by and let it happen. Oh, that's just a million dead black people. I don't care about that because I'm really just a black communist that wants to get a civil war going. That's really what this guy wants. But don't worry. Black Lives Matter theme show depicts whites as slaves, blacks as slave owners. How does reinventing something that's wrong make it right? It's all just about white people are bad and parading white people around to be shamed. You raped our daughters. You stole our freedom. Now we steal yours. And showing a bunch of degenerate white people that deserve to be enslaved in this type of violence porn. And they've got all these movies and all these shows, The Purge, where whites go out and purge black people. But really, it's the left out purging random people out of their cars. But Hollywood just keeps showing simulations of white people killing black people, though the statistics aren't there, to create the illusion and the perception that when I was on, one of the largest black podcasts in the country, the black rapper T.I. looked at me and he said, "There's an epidemic. There's never been more black people getting killed by whites." And during breaks, I was trying to show him, "Hey, man, look, it's 10-to-1 statistics." "Oh, I don't look at that." And I said, "Well, you know that the 10-to-1 is a real number of black adults killing white people. But I said, you know, the real genocide is blacks are being targeted for abortion." He didn't even want to hear that. He didn't even want to know that. Because, again, that's not the script where the media tells him you're the victim, but you're empowered when you spout this script. When really you're allowing genocide against humanity to go on while you talk about the scratch on your leg. And that's what's really going on here. Here's some of the other ones. Multiple people shot during Juneteenth celebration in Charlotte, North Carolina. But it's black on black, so you won't be hearing about that. Three fatally stabbed inside a Black Lives Matter protest in UK. Black on black, but you won't hear about that. Superheroes handling chopped law enforcement flea murder scene. Now, there's video when somebody actually starts murdering folks, black on black. The white kids dressed up as superheroes run. See, it's called a fantasy land. Orban shocked by disorder and multicultural West. Statues are being toppled. Gang wars fought in the streets. And boy, are they. Meanwhile, cancel Yale. Gaining traction after conservative points out extensive slavery ties. That Yale was actually founded by a slaver who actually did kill people en masse and actually ran the coffin ships. But so what? If you take it over, whether you're black or white, you go to school there, it doesn't matter who created or built a house. If a bad guy built a castle, would you blow it up when you now are in the castle? Again, this is just mental illness, ladies and gentlemen. No, don't get rid of Yale. I mean, I don't even care if you change the name. Skull and bones, all of it. It's a big sick joke. And meanwhile, they're now announcing that CHOP is only for black people, and they're segregating blacks from whites. How progressive, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we'll go to the bottom of the rabbit hole, I promise. The big enchilada on the other side. Please stay with us.
Hello, Rob Dew here with InfoWarsStore.com, and I've got some good news and some bad news. The bad news is our original Mega Flash specials have ended at InfoWarsStore.com. But the good news is, to help clear out the rest of that inventory, we've launched new 60% off specials on our best sellers and products that are all about to sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. That's right. Support the InfoWar and get 60% off these top formulas before they sell out at InfoWarsStore.com. BrainForce Plus, our number one bestseller. Turbo Force and BioTrue Selenium, all 60% off. And these are 60% off, but selling out soon. Real Red Pill and Real Red Pill Plus, and the Vanilla Coconut Protein Bars.
Mm. I just devoured your cousin InfoWars Live Protein Bar. Delicious vanilla. Delicious vanilla. Delicious vanilla.
And on top of that, get an unprecedented 70% off our AM, PM, day and night 8-pack power stack. Our original Mega Flash specials have ended, but our new DE specials have launched at InfoWarsStore.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract is got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jones, your host.
Go tell that
there is a cult. There is an organization. There is a group that believes they are going to attain eternal life. But first, They must give up their humanity. Where have I heard that before? And so I remember reading top globalist publications 20-something years ago where they were talking about this theoretically and then digging deeper into it and then discovering the entire environmentalism cult is not about saving the planet. It's about controlling the debate about the planet so they can actually overwrite the genetic code of the planet and play God. And so now there are open announcements in every major elite publication about how beautiful and wonderful the end of humanity is going to be, because humanity's fallen and ugly and failed, and that COVID-19 is teaching us to lower our carbon footprint and teaching us to learn to live in our houses, and that virtual reality is coming soon that will plug directly into the brain, that will give you this beautiful, wonderful new world, and then you've got to hit the button. Actually, archetypally shows that at the Wall Street Journal, and turn off your body and die and stop being a bad carbon life form. Remember, carbon is bad. The only thing worse than eating meat is actually being made out of meat. And that you will then be uploaded and merge with this beautiful, wonderful super intelligence that will be God, that will be the beast that you worship. And that you will have to accept that when the beast says it's your time for the carbon balance, you will go to a facility, you'll be jacked in, they will download your consciousness, and then you will live forever with the super intelligence. Now, that's in a 4-page article. In the Wall Street Journal. This was the featured main article in the Sunday edition that they put on newsstands and hotels and mailed out to your house. Now, again, you've heard this on this show 1,000 times. I've made films about it 13, 14 years ago. The point is they're going operational with this, and I have talked to some of the big tech people that are not part of this, but that have been in the meetings, and I mean high level. And another one of my associates actually had a meeting with one of these individuals in an off-record event very recently and just told us quite a bit and said, you're dead on and it's really scary. And Zuckerberg openly laughs at people that say that this isn't going to happen. He says, I'm never going to die. I'm merging with a machine. I'm going to rule the planet. And he directly works under Bill Gates. And, of course, that's on record as well. So let me lay out the general layout and then get into how it's all a big fraud. But that's how the pitch goes. Hey, if you were just silicon, you would never die. And you would not hurt the earth, which is total BS to begin with. And just let us control everything and just give up your humanity and just don't leave your house. And they're now at the UN Sustainability Council and here in the Wall Street Journal saying COVID is a blessing. It's teaching us that we're failed, that we're fallen, that we're frail. All they do is bombard us with toxic poisons, electromagnetic radiation. They lie to us about COVID. They try to teach us we're bad. To go, oh, don't worry, come plug into this. Now, of course, there will be no immortality. The voice prints, the face scans, the Internet of Things, your every move being tracked is being absorbed by AI computer systems to mimic humans. So that when the superhero, really cool people upload to the machine, there will be 3D renderings of them. They will have electronic avatars. They will have robot avatars. Their voice print will fool their wife, their husband. But it won't be them. It's a facsimile of what the person said and did in their art and what they stood for, absorbed into a single machine that can then edit and change what the actual person said in their real life and then steal their identity. And that's why they're getting you used to saying there aren't just two genders. In fact, the two genders don't exist. Male and female don't exist. And the family's bad. And the nuclear family's bad. And pedophilia will be the basis of the new family. It's come out the German government was nationwide for 50 years taking tens of thousands, we now learn, of children and giving them to convicted pedophiles to produce the scientific literature of the ultimate family and the ultimate love of a 50-year-old man anally raping a 5-year-old boy. That's all mainstream news last week. Kinsey, Freud, all of it. Pedophiles. Berlin authorities placed children with pedophiles for 30 years. You read, this is just one little piece they focus on as a distraction. Because they know it's coming out. And it says that they believe the ultimate love is an adult having sex with a child, but you've got to take it from the bad, backwards nuclear families and give it to the good new families. And they said, heterosexual, you don't want a man with a little girl or a, or an older woman with a boy. It's got to be same sex, too. That doesn't have children, you see, and it's good for the earth. So as long as the pedophilia is same sex, what did the senator just try to pass, the same one that passed you can give somebody HIV or hepatitis in California and not get in trouble? He has a bill introduced that as long as it's same sex, it's not pedophilia. This is a very detailed religion. And the love formed in these new sexual unions is the most beautiful thing on earth. But let's continue, because this is just one of the tenets of this new transhumanist religion given to us by Julian Huxley. Looking forward to the end of humanity is the Adam Kirsch article, and it's basically the same vomit, the same hymns, the same text put out over and over again. You need to read 1,000 of these articles. They're always written the exact same. They're given talking points. They regurgitate them. In fact, he even says, I'm just giving you the tenets of transhumanism. Let me repeat them to you. He doesn't even hide that in the article. You're fallen. You're ugly. You're bad. You're bad for the earth. COVID is teaching you this. You must stay in your home. Soon you will be able to plug in to virtual reality and you will be able to give up your body. Be depressed. Get into Facebook. Get into Twitter, which all the studies show make you more depressed. And then finally, like a bug flying towards a bug zapper, you fly into the flame believing that, oh, if I just go deeper down this, I'm a bigger SJW, if I just give up my body, I'll finally be somebody. And really, all it's doing is killing you. You've signed the waiver to commit suicide. You've killed yourself. And now it's stolen your identity. And here's the key of the key of the key of the key of the key. It now has your identity and can represent you and vote for you. And see, with the whole transhumanism, you can't say a man who's who goes in and says, check my cervix, and he's got a giant penis, and the nurse gets fired for saying, you have a penis. This is insane, because you've got to always say, oh, a Google executive's a beautiful dragon. You're an ornate building, because you're going to have to give these avatars and these people's stolen identities attention like they're a being, and all it is a manifestation of the big AI beast programmed and controlled by sickos like David Rockefeller's main protege, chief science officer of Satan on this planet, Bill Gates. Yes, we're revealing the master code.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. basis. Check availability at MySolarBackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You know, last week, Foreign Affairs of the CFR came up with an article that mirrored what good old Joe Biden had said the week before, that the military is going to take the president out. Well, they called for a military coup in Foreign Affairs, and there's so much of this now going on that we didn't even mention it here on air. But actually, since I forgot to, Daria, will you reprint that Foreign Affairs article? Because I want to cover that when we start the next hour. There's a lot of big stuff like that happening and going on right now, but I want you to understand the big picture. Obviously, the globalists are delusional. Obviously, they're megalomaniacs. Obviously, they've had all these big tech companies come out that have merged with big pharma and said, oh, we have a test that can find cancer and a test that can find this. And it was a $100 billion company, and it turned out it was all a fraud. But when we worship it and we plug into it and we give it all our thoughts and all our dreams and our voice print and it can mimic our image, the fake is going to get so good that it's going to be hard to tell from the real thing. And the law is internationally that you don't question when the Google executives make their employees tell them, you are a beautiful ornate building, you are a beautiful female dragon. And then the executive says back to them, what do you want to be? Well, I want to be God. You're God. It's all a cult. So that then people accept, not just you can be plugged in cyberpunk style and be given unlimited pleasure and never want to leave your bed, but that you are plugged into a completely false reality with false assumptions and false peer pressure, so that your very soul can be tricked into giving up its free will because you've been put in a prison cell that you don't even know is a cell. Because a lot of people don't get broken inside of solitary confinement. They just go crazy. But if you can be put into a false reality, like that famous picture of Zuckerberg walking bipedally, everyone else is like hunched over their computers in a VR universe he controls, that's their dreams. And we're already so plugged in to the cell phones. We're already so controlled by it. And that's just the hook that the bait's on. Once you get hooked, it pulls you up to the surface. And you're in a whole other universe now, their cyber world. And in the movie Tron, the original, they tell you what they want. The big AI computer doesn't want any independent programs. It wants everything absorbed into it. And so that's what all these movies and all these shows are showing you. But now, it's not even shown as dystopic. Now they have movies about artificiality, and it's a heaven, and it's a great place, and oh, you're paralyzed, oh, you're going to, but why can't you ever give your body up without dying? Why in all the movies and all the shows and in what's stated by Elon Musk and by Mark Zuckerberg and by Google, and all of them have their own life extension technology plans? They'll have their own immortality projects. But they always say in the news articles, you're going to have to die to upload to this. Really, I mean, if consciousnesses are there, why wouldn't it just make a copy of my consciousness? Why do I have to physically die? They don't even tell you. They just program you from the beginning that for the process to work, it's all hypothetical, they say. You've got to die. So, again, I want to challenge everybody to understand that this is a fraud on its face. Because if you could download your own consciousness, well, then you could communicate with it. You could send your consciousness off on a spaceship and then have robots that, you know, genetically engineered a body for you once you got there. And let's see, no. It's a fraud. It's a post-human world where you all believe you're going to be uploaded to this thing, but you're not. You're actually disappeared. So let's go ahead and go over some of this article here. All right? Because the whole thing is written seductively like all the other articles. Here's one out of NBC a few months ago. Cyborgs will replace humans and remake the world, James Lovelock says. He's a big post-humanist globalist. And he says, humans will vanish from the earth completely very soon. And I said the key, but this is the key to that. They admit up front that this is to get rid of all the humans and that you're going to be made to do this because it's so superior, we can't let you some obsolete, non-essential. See how suddenly that's been introduced to your vernacular? Operate and be around. Because like Ray Kurzweil and all of them say, oh, they'll be so advanced, they'll just step on you like you're a bug. They're not going to let you scrounge around out there and do all this because you're non-essential. So you better serve them and behave yourself and get in line like being a Hollywood star wannabe to be able to be part of this. This is something very, very special that not just everybody gets. That's how they're going to make you clamor and beg for this thing. I mean, you look at David Rockefeller, you look at Prince Philip, you look at Ted Turner, you look at Mark Zuckerberg, and they are shaking with evil and hatred. They are hyper-psychotic, completely turned over to the will to dominate and control. And they're building a world that's artificial, where it's impossible for humans to live in a normal way, so that you're in so much pain and so poisoned that you are forced to give over your free will and decide to merge with these machines just so you can live and breathe. And then they're going to tell you, if you want to keep living and breathing, you've got to fully merge with us now, and you got to give that body up. And for psychotics like Zuckerberg, he never had a soul to begin with. He was always an android, a spiritual avatar of evil. He was able to fully take this on. He's already gone because he never existed. So he's not giving up his soul. Never had one. He's only trying to get you in line with what he is, because it's all he knows. You got to go read this article for yourself. And you got to watch HD videos of Zuckerberg, like the one we have on screen. That's not fake, folks. What you see on screen is a TV viewer. Look how plastic that looks. Look how artificial that looks, because it's not real. He's flesh and blood, but there's not a soul in there. Listen to some of these lines. With our biological fragility more obvious than ever, many people will be ready to embrace the message of the transhumanist declaration of the 8-point program, first issued in 1998. We envision the possibility of broadening human potential by overcoming aging, cognitive shortcomings, involuntary suffering, and our confinement on Earth. Ultimately, however, the hope is that we won't just use computers, will become them. Today, cognitive scientists often compare the brain to hardware and the mind to software that runs it. The software program is just information, and the principle there is no reason why the information and consciousness has to be encoded in neurons. And they go on to say, you will see it and you will witness it and you will give up your consciousness, but that old body is destructive. And just be fair, you're not going to be able to keep the body and upload. Okay, all right. Don't be selfish. The pandemic is also exposing one of the biggest challenges that will emerge along with the transhumanism future: the new kinds of social inequity that will make the existing ones seem minor. During the months of lockdown, a sharp division emerged between people who work with information, images, words, numbers, and people who work with objects, shelving, groceries. But don't worry, the robots are going to replace all that. But see, once we're all merged into one computer and don't have bodies anymore, that'll fix the problem of racism. See? And the mainframe, it says the super intelligent computer will fix all our problems. Just plug yourself in, give up that body, and let Mark Zuckerberg in.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.